All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know why I agreed to on the podcast, because then everyone must listen to the podcast in the afternoon.
Please, yes. It's not afternoon. Don't listen.
Yeah, it's not afternoon. Please don't listen. If you are listening right now, it's in the morning. Please close it and wait. Hey, just kidding. All right. So we are bringing yet another episode of Names of Talkatives, and we have a recurring guest over here, Selon Finchi. He currently had the most listened episode, which is why ladies don't like nice guys.
Yeah.
I realize that the guys are suffering the way they've been listening to the episode.
Twice
every morning before they go to bed. All right, so today we have a series of topics to talk about, which we are going to segment into different podcast episodes, so that it wouldn't be too long. First of all, we want to talk about tenanting. If you are privileged enough to do research, you are familiar with tenanting. Tenanting is basically an app for detecting plagiarism. Yeah, and there are other ones but I think Tenanting is the most popular among
Tenanting is the Mugabe of the Tenanting Empress. It's so funny that plagiarism check is basically just called Tenanting, even if they are using other apps, they just call it Tenanting.
It's like where Ghana, when nobody cares about whatever toothpaste you're using,
Pepsodent. Pepsodent, close up there.
Yeah, close up. I say, hey, come on, say first one in Accra Mall. I like to be, I don't know, what could we be the first ever to do so that people will know us for it?
That's interesting.
And as a comedian, that is why people don't respect comedy, because in Ghana, because of the way comedy started.
Yeah.
Like, because of the they paint their faces and internet of comedy, Jimmy. And then
yes.
Akaho,
yes.
That is how Ghana is. The way anything starts.
Yes, it starts.
So, what would you be like the first to do so that people will know, people will call it after you, or the first brand you would ever do?
Okay, so far, because I'm going to never be shocked. Because for you to be famous, you need to be popular.
Have you seen the guy who, the Ghana Angola match, the pitch invader?
Yes, I heard of it.
The guy is on a tour. They're interviewing him, he's a celebrity now. I don't know if he's the first ever pitch invader in Ghana.
I think so. Maybe our first Ghanaian pitch invader.
Ghanaians, we are so hungry for content.
Oh yes.
That's like Bibia, we want to use for content. Because this is not something that should be rewarded. Because many people could become pitch invaders.
Yes, that happened.
So what could you think of? What could you think of?
Let me see. Well, this one is a hard one. Something that you'll be the first to do.
Yeah, the first to do.
I think maybe slapping Electra.
Nobody has ever done that.
In fact, recently one guy. I'm happy he didn't do it, so that at least I'll be the first to do it.
He was close.
Yeah, he was close to slapping Electra. Mm. But the HOD Akasa.
Hey!
The guy was angry.
My
faculty, social science. The guy was very angry. But the guy's issue was not far. In fact, I was there and then they were showing me the issue. But I understood him because he was a bread. He was a bone on his car. That is something I always tell people. You can't even afford to fail nowadays because it's a true wide thing. True register for true papers. I think each one was like 400 CDs for a true paper. So now you can't even afford to fail. When I was undergrad, I was telling people that sometimes I'm not learning because I want to pass. It's because I don't have money for true. We can't afford to fail. Literally.
Yeah, so
I think slapping Electra.
So fast forward final year, and then you have to do your research work.
Yeah.
And then they need to check how much of the work you did yourself, and then that's where Turnitin comes inside. And then recently we find out that the percentages we get are too ridiculous.
Yes. And the way that the Turnitin works, it uses a form of AI that for me is so outdated, because now we have very powerful AIs that can do more, but they've not updated it. And the whole, first of all, let's even talk about that whole concept now, because I say copy, because everything you say somebody has ever said. That's the fact of it. Like, how differently do you think you can keep saying the same thing? Because most of the time, what you are researching about or what you want to talk about,
there are so many scholars.
Yes, a lot of people has already talked about it, but they are like, say the same thing differently.
Yeah.
In fact, you are actually supposed to go and say what other people have said, because you have to review the literature on the subject.
When you say something, they ask you
who said it?
Where is the source?
And but then they are saying, don't go and say
what someone said.
The same way that the person said it. It doesn't make any sense. But I understand the goal that people should do original work. The thing is that the education system itself has refused to evolve, which is why they are panicking over things like ChatGPT and all this stuff. Because at the end of the day, that part of the work for me is so redundant. It's just not necessary.
Which part of the work?
The literature review, where you have to see what other people have said, but say it differently.
Yeah.
You know, at a point, you know, the whole plagiarism thing, the way it works, it just doesn't make any more sense, because there's only so many ways you can say one thing. And it's not what you have to do. You have to be using some weird English. You know, instead of passive, you have to use some other way active. To active
sometimes
word.
You find synonyms.
Yes, you find synonyms and all that. But they've tried to even advance that, the Turnitin thing too, so that even if you are using synonyms, because sometimes it will be like, the idea is too close to what the person said. It's like that's the point. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to say what he said differently. So the idea should be there.
They want to eat their cake and have it.
Yes.
So, and then one funny thing about the Turnitin thing is that it can catch something that's not supposed to catch, like chapter one.
Yes. Even page numbers.
Page numbers. Hey,
it's like, why? So should I start my own from 100?
76. No, someone has already done page 76.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, is chapter one. So, which, with the pages, you have to use Roman numerals. XV.
You are supposed to use Roman numerals for a certain portion of the page. So, from the title page to your abstract, let's say you've done the whole work, you're supposed to use Roman numerals.
From that part.
And then from the main work, you start using actual numerals. I don't know why they've not attached a country to that one. You have Roman numerals.
But the Roman numerals. Where is it from? Who created one?
I've heard of something called Arabic numerals, but I don't know if it's the normal one.
No. The way you write one doesn't look Arabic. I know Arabic writing when I see it. And if it was Arabic, 81 would be rather 1-8, because you read from the
very back.
So, and with edition, they can catch like chapter one. Which other way can I write chapter one? First chapter.
Or the chapter that comes first.
The preceding chapter.
Numero chapter. It doesn't make any sense.
One comma chapter. With all due respect. Chapter 1. Without further ado, chapter 2. As I continue to proceed, chapter 3.
Furthermore,
chapter 4. Also, chapter 5.
Finally, chapter 6.
The original guy, that is
unique.
We just be like, wow, this is the most original. Eternity, they need to work on the AI because, or at least we were talking about it before we started recording. At least they can let the person who inputs the thing into Eternity to edit it so that they can take some of the things out, like chapter one, the big numbers, the title of the research.
Yeah, I think,
and some of those
so
ones.
So far, they have something like that in there. So you can filter. There's something in the app called a filter where you can decide that it shouldn't consider a certain portion of the text. So you can filter out bibliography.
Okay.
So the funny thing is, I don't even know why bibliography has to be in the filter. Obviously, you should take it out first. But then, fine. So you can filter out bibliography and then quotes.
Quoted. Listen.
Yes. So that it won't. Because quotes are definitely going to be exactly as. So you can filter out quotes and those things. But it's not enough.
Titles, chapters, and page numbers.
So if let's say I'm a lecturer, like you are saying, that's a very wonderful idea. So if I'm a lecturer, I put in the work, it runs. I take out bibliography and quotes. I should still be able to have
just highlight
and say, okay, take this out. Look through the whole way and say, okay, now the rest we can. Honestly, sometimes I put in the work, it captures tables. Like, I have a table, and it will capture, the table is like, I have maybe 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, so sometimes it captures tables, right? It doesn't make any sense because if I'm using, let's say, a Likert scale, Likert scale, you use certain parameters. So strongly agree, neutral, disagree, strongly disagree. So that has to be at the top of the table.
There's no other way you can write that.
So because of that, sometimes I use acronyms. So I'll state that, okay, strongly agree is SA, agree is A. But the funny thing is, recently, I did some work and I used that. And I captured an old work that I did like a year ago that I was copying from that work. I was like, well, obviously, but it's my own work.
I have the right to copy myself anytime I want.
So it's weird. So like, you do that. There isn't so many ways you can do that. Or even if I decide to replace them with numbers. Sometimes I do, which is another option. So strongly agree is one, agree 2, 3, 4, 5. But even now, to still, it will capture because
the key.
If I'm using the statements and those things, like, so it's just some way. And it captures all those things and it all adds up to the percentage.
I've never seen the app itself. But we know when they my supervisor, my undergrad supervisor, she would send me the 10-18 reports. So you see the ones that were highlighted. So my first percentage was very high. And I was like, But to the best of my knowledge, I tried to rewrite everything as much as I could. So I saw so many things that were highlighted that were not supposed to be highlighted. I was like, this app is not as good as I perceived it to be. It's not as smart as it is. And I think there is more work to be done on 10-18.
Yeah.
Regardless, what method do you have for if anyone is a researcher, a potential researcher?
What?
And about plagiarism.
As in an advice?
Yeah, for any researcher on anything in plagiarism.
Yeah, so...
Let me give mine first.
Yeah, okay.
Don't be like Nanado. Nanado plagiarized his inauguration speech. Ditto. Just a part of it. And Ghanaians were so happy. Don't be spectators. We're so like, this is very profound. Only for us to find out that, if we 1990 something.
One site.
He didn't even give reference. We don't do that. When you quote, just as this person said in the year, this. Don't do. And it was another inauguration speech.
Yes.
So, hey, at a dizzy, at a salute. So that's my advice. Don't be like Nanado. Now your turn.
My turn.
Or you are going to cite me.
Yes, I'm going to. Juma 2023. Please don't be like Nanado. Without citing people. But then the thing, yes, and then the intention is good, but I think the turn it in up and Kasano. And if you look at the website, it looks so outdated. Like Ubiom Wena interface. And you're fepu. Like real to be said, but the power phone to be a book long for book long. No, because first of all, I knew a book long for all the pairs. It's a book long. Do one more
talking about book long for the bear. Do you know they are doing an AI to detect
AI
written. So when ChatGPT writes for you, they are doing another software, which obviously is another book long group set of people that be like, hey, so everything we are coming to do, people are going to use AI to do what we are doing. Let's catch them. So I think the very people who did Tenetin, they have the like modern versions of them working on doing Tenetin for AI.
Long
form. Mm. But I recently used ChatGPT to write a letter to. A friend wanted me to write a letter for her that she will be going to school, and she needs her employers to know that this is henceforth she'll be going to school and she wouldn't be available for this time. I just input everything into ChatGPT, and the letter was written. Few moments later, I edited a thing or two and I sent it to my friend. My friend thinks I'm a genius.
I'm a genius. Because the first thing is, a lot of people have issues with this, like ethical issues and stuff. Mm. And I tell them that me, I don't really, because if I'm a student, you, the lecturer, most of the lecturers, if you want to do research, you have research assistants who do the work.
Yeah.
And then you put your name on it. So why can't me also have my own research assistant? ChatGPT is my research assistant. He does the work. I put my name on it.
Because you told ChatGPT
what to put in there.
Yeah,
so I don't... Because look, it's just like the calculator. When the calculator came, Charlie, the book long people, they tried to fight it, but
it didn't work.
Okay, so we just have to find a way to live with it. And the academic institution has to move beyond their current modes of assessment.
Mm.
You see, it's funny that the academic institution, they don't want to sit down and think. They just want to maintain that status quo. But the point is, society has moved on. We've moved on from rewriting what people have said and said and said.
That's how architecture school is. When the computer aided drawing and drafting came, it's like, what a lazy way to draw. A real architect will sit behind his board. And now it didn't work. Nobody. Yeah. So that's, I agree with you. In our faculty, they are so stuck behind some very old ways of doing things, and it doesn't help. So in conclusion, let's try and adapt to a new way of doing things. Be smart. Don't work hard. Unless you've run out of all options of working smart. Then that's the only time you should work smart. All right, so this is Selom Finchi, and I am your class captain, Ebenezer Jumo. Thank you very much for listening.